Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Let's go to another family that we're fond of, the Adelsons.
How many broken people are there in the world, man? It's Broken People Thursdays, what this is.
And the hits just keep coming. Five people are now behind bars for the murder of Dan Markell. Two hitmen, a go-between, the brother who allegedly bankrolled it, and the mother who allegedly orchestrated it. I know, put Timmy in a cell with these guys. That could be the competing comedy on CBS. And yet, when you look at who prosecutors have publicly labeled unindicted co-conspirators in this case, two names are still walking free. And I'm going to say at the beginning here, I'm not saying Wendy had anything to do with this. I'm not saying Harvey had anything to do with this. I'm just saying this is interesting. Most of the family got knocked down like dominoes. These two are still standing. Wendy Adelson, Dan's ex-wife, and the person who arguably stood to gain the most from the death. And Harvey Adelson, the family patriarch, who was literally on the jetway with Donna, holding one-way tickets to Vietnam when she got caught. Jack Campbell, the estate attorney for Florida's Second Judicial Circuit, the man whose office has successfully convicted every person charged in this case, told reporters after Donna's conviction that his office would, quote, make decisions in the coming weeks. That was September of 25. It's been months. It's like 6-7 months now, at least, more than half a year. No indictment, no grand jury announcement, nothing. So the question the Markell family and everyone following this case keeps asking is, Wendy or Harvey free? Or why are they free? Or could anything happen at some point? Or is the silence that this thing has been creating the new norm? Is there nothing that they need to worry about? Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, is with us. Eric Campbell looked right into the camera and said, after Donna went down, in the coming weeks, that some decisions would be made. That was in September. Have the decisions been made? And are they simply, we're not going to be going after these two?
You know, that clock is surely ticking, and there's going to come a point at which it's for all pragmatic sense, is going to be too late to bring successful prosecutors. We're not there yet. Still have some time. But I would have expected something to come down the pike a little bit more quickly. You know, that he really sort of knocked down the Adelson cards in successively swift fashion with these other prosecutions. And so why now the pause? Is it because they really don't think they've got enough to go against Wendy and Harvey? Or are they teeing up something really big? I'm not quite sure.
So, Eric, in these types of situations where the public has a big expectation of something happening, do you think they're going to be compelled to make an announcement one way or the other, or will silence just be their thing they do unless they do move forward with the prosecution?
I think from an optics standpoint, if they're not going to bring charges, there's not a ton of benefit from them to make some sort of big PR move and you know, get all the press there only to, you know, have this unsatisfying non-update that, hey, we're not going to do anything. I think instead it would make sense for them in terms of the optics to sort of just let that piddle out. They've got their pound of flesh from the Adelson family right now, and not make it a big deal out of non-action would be the way to go.
So what do you think would keep them from taking a swing at this? Because there's such proximity. I know, you know, if they don't have evidence, if they don't think they have enough, but surely you would think that with that kind of proximity, they could at least make an argument to give it a swing. Yes, no?
You would think so. You would think so, Robin. But, you know, keep in mind they've got a flawless record on the Adelson cases right now. And attorneys have egos, man. And,
fair point.
You know, they might want to maintain those flawless victories. And if they take a gamble on what might be some of the weakest, shakiest potential cases, if there even is a case against these folks, they might not want to take that gamble. They might say, hey, justice has been served here. Folks are incarcerated. We're all moving on at this point without risking our perfect record.
I can hear Mortal Kombat in the background when you say flawless victory. Flawless victory.
Yes, I remember that.
You know, or showmanship. George Costanza, like, we ending on a high note. Drop the mic and I'm getting out. Those are the two things that come to mind. Is there a world, Eric, where they wouldn't prosecute Wendy Adelson for the consideration of her children? Where maybe there's enough to take the swing, and maybe they'll score, maybe she'll get locked up, but you know, we're not, but because these kids at the center of all this, who have not asked for their family to go batshit crazy and kill each other, and are just trying to live their life, all they have left is mom. You know, uncle's in prison. You got the one uncle in New York that I guess could be a prospective person that could take them in, maybe. I mean, there's another
sane one, right? The sane one.
Or you got Harvey, and I don't think Harvey's, you know, necessarily looking to raise three little, you know, not, they're teenage boys.
That dude was angry.
So is there a world where they might be sitting there going, you know what? Just let those kids have some peace. Let them have their mom and her fake name and her new husband, and let them go live out whatever they're going to do. Does that exist? If the evidence is kind of on the fence?
As a prosecutor, the cardinal rule that we have was, above all else, do justice. Not just seek convictions, but to do justice. And so sometimes those two components are in tension. Sometimes you might have what you think is significant evidence in a case, and that could induce you to want to seek a conviction, when on the other hand, there are considerations that militate against a prosecution and that may serve the interests of justice better. So prosecutors have wide discretion, Tony, when it comes to making these charging decisions. And could I envision a prosecutor saying, hey, this case against Wendy is kind of shaky, and an outcome of it, if we prevail, is going to be that these kids are even worse off than they already are, which is pretty darn bad. That could absolutely influence charging decisions.
You know, it's interesting. You know, if we're talking about the kids and we're talking about proximity, we're talking about how Donna was communicating with everyone and Harvey's proximity. And then when we're watching Donna's sentencing, we're watching his performance in the courtroom. I would think out of the two, he would be the easier one to go after just because of all that, because of that communication, just because of that. I'm really curious about why they're not, at least from our knowledge today, you know, taking a swing at him, just because I think he would. And that's my question to you, Eric. Out of the two, again, all we know from the public view, would he look like he's the easier, lower hanging fruit than her, or too?
And he's
hard
got
to
no
tell?
Little kids to watch,
right? Either. I know that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I think for those reasons, Robin, and also because there is a more identifiable charge that could potentially be levied against Harvey, and that is aiding and abetting. That's concealment. That's accessory after the fact, potentially. That's helping somebody try to flee the jurisdiction when you know that they are, that the hammer's coming down on them legally. And you have knowledge of this. And if you materially aid them in doing so, even like if you order the Uber from your house to the airport, as you guys were going to skedaddle off to Vietnam, then it just seems like the facts are a little bit more crystallized when it comes to potential culpability of Harvey. That yeah. being said, it's hard to say what he knew and what he didn't know and what he thought he was assisting in and what he might not have realized.
I'm guessing it was Donna, but do we know actually who booked the flight to Vietnam and planned it?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. But I do know that at trial, cell records came in showing calls between a phone registered to Harvey and the phone connected to one of the hitmen, which is kind of a big deal.
I remember that.
Campbell said that at the time they didn't have enough to arrest him. I mean, so is Harvey the one who actually walks away? I mean, from all of this as well, is there any world where he gets charged at some point? Or I'm going to throw almost the same sort of question at you again, you know, mitigating circumstances, basically, or existential circumstances. If the circumstance for Wendy is that she's still got teenage kids who are in school and maybe they're given some grace so those kids can do that. Harvey's old. not that you're old and you're going to die, but it will hit you at some point in time. Do they ever look at a case like this and go, the amount of time and effort it's going to take to lock this guy up, is it worth it? Or just let him rot out here? He's not going to go hurt anybody at this point. They're hedging their bets anyway. That way. And maybe there's just not enough to do. Like I said, I'm not saying Harvey did anything. This is all conjecture, in my opinion, blah, 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 allegedly. But I'm just wondering if they're looking at it like that, going, again, yeah, we could swing. Maybe we'll hit the pinata. Maybe we won't. Maybe it has candy inside. Maybe it doesn't. Let's just save the pinata for another party.
Harvey booked it. Richard Chagrin, close family friend of Don and Harvey Adelson, with Harvey Adelson performing the actual booking of the one-way tickets to Vietnam.
Harvey, come on. I mean, it feels like there would be enough for going after Harvey.
Come on, Eric, take this case, man. We got this.
Maybe he thought they were going on an anniversary trip to lovely Vietnam. I don't know. But, I think that those considerations certainly do come into play. I remember when I was in the prosecutor's office and there was a question about whether we prosecute this person who was in an assisted living facility. They probably had some level of diminished cognitive capacity. They were older and they engaged in some unwanted touching. And the question was, hey, what is the cost benefit analysis here? Yeah. What justice are we really going to secure if we, brand this guy with a scarlet letter for, you know, the remaining year and a half of life he might have or whatever. Yeah. So those considerations certainly come into play, but then there's the rule of law pushing back against that, saying, hey, we're going to give Hung Boy a pass, but another guy who's in his 50s, we're going to throw the book at him for doing the same thing. You gotta make sure you're being even-handed too. So it's
people die of old age behind bars for a reason. Yeah, you know, sure. I mean, let the rule of law rule.
Have you ever seen a case, Eric, where, kind of going back to Wendy, where the prosecutor waits until the kids have graduated before they go after who they think may, is some fruit that they could go after? And how much of an incentive is that for Wendy to keep her children living in the basement until they're 35?
Human shields.
Here, get into Fortnite, kids.
Boy, we're going down roads today, man. It's good.
I haven't seen that. And you've got to be a little bit careful as a prosecutor because you can be strategic in terms of the timing of charges, but you can't, if you had valid charges to bring in 2026, but you waited until 2029 because the defendant's kids were going to be out of school, does that look shady on the prosecutor? Is that like, hey, your duty is to bring charges when you think you have the evidence,
right?
And you waited on this for 3 years? Is that because your case is shit? Is that because you had other reservations about bringing this? I just think it can possibly have weaknesses in the prosecution's case if they are using such selective timing, even if it is purportedly to benefit the defendant. So I haven't seen that much, and I think prosecutors are kind of mindful of how that could be a bad look.
Is there any world here? Obviously, you got appeals that are going on. Charlie's appeal went in front of the court back in February, and it's likely not going to go anywhere. But, you know, let's play the game. If they throw out his conviction and say he gets a new trial, we've seen crazier things that have happened in other cases. Alec Murdaugh is going back to trial. I mean, does that change anything for Wendy or even Donna? Let's say if Donna somehow got some sort of appeal granted. I mean, like, could prosecutors use a do-over on Charlie or Donna to go after evidence that they held back the first time to maybe build a stronger case against her in the process, or does it actually hurt them because now you got a court saying that the first trial had problems and that makes everything even shakier?
It is a quagmire. And what the prosecution would have to be worried about in those circumstances is vindictive prosecution. So the principle is that you can't punish somebody as a prosecutor for them exercising some legal right. So if Donna exercised her legal right to an appeal and she won, and in response, the prosecutors were like, oh, we're going to lay it on you double time. This time we're going to make it way worse on you because you beat us on appeal. There's a potential legal problem with that. And so certainly they would have the same evidence that they had against her that was sufficient to convict her. But if they tried to really bring the hammer down in response to a successful appeal, you've got to worry about vindictive prosecution. We're seeing this play out at the federal level with Abrego Garcia and some other cases. And this is something judges are aware of.
It's going to be fascinating if this goes anywhere. What would you say? I mean, there's no expiration on murder and charging it. But with what we've seen thus far, how far down the road would you feel confident that nothing's going to be happening? Nobody's going after Wendy or Harvey. How far down the line, how many years in after Donna's conviction would you be like, yeah, they're not, if they would have, they would have already done it?
For a high profile case like this, there is no point at which I would feel 100% safe. In part because there are going to be new prosecutorial administrations over the years, and those folks might have different priorities, and they might look back at this case and say, hey, justice was served, but it wasn't all the way served. There's still work to be done here, and we're going to finish that justice. And especially with high profile cases like this, it wouldn't be unusual for that to happen down the road. And I don't think these presently uncharged folks are ever safe.
So here's another kind of how the sausage is made question. Do you think there's a possible delay also if other priorities came up? Because that's, when you're talking just there, Eric, it just kind of popped in my mind of the things I dealt with inside the FBI was that you have, as my boss has always said, every case is important, but you got to stack like this with time to handle this. And so you got to constantly triage every day, depending on who the boss is, who's moving in, who's moving out. And so you're constantly re-triaging these things. Do you think other priorities might have come up that put this on a back burner and they're waiting for it to come on forefront again?
Totally could be. And Robin, I feel that completely. When I was in the prosecutor's office, that's totally.
It's exactly how it always works.
You've got an impressive stack of cases, and you've got to really decide where am I going to devote my resources. And one office head might make a decision one way. Another office head might make a decision another way. Perhaps they said, hey, we got some wins on this one. Let's work on the rest of this docket. And maybe we'll circle back. You never know. And if I were the Adelsons, I don't think I'm out of the woods on the prosecutors possibly circling back.
Yeah, that's the way we would typically do it, too. So, like you said, you make some hay for a little bit. You're able to get your, because again, everything when you're dealing with law enforcement, any organization, is the stats you get from the prosecution, from successful, from techniques used. And so you got some stats there. You put it aside because the next one's going to have another boatload. So we're going to kind of make it a bank. Like, we're going to be able to make some hay here, but we don't need it today. So we're going to focus on here, see if we can make some headway here, get one or two done, then we'll be back to this. So we did that a lot because, again, limited resource. The stacks we had, Eric, was the we got to get it done oh my God, I got to get it done. And I'm going to go to jail if I don't get it done. So it was always triaged in the, I've got to go to jail one every single day to make sure we kept on that one first.
This seems like it could be ripe fruit for someone who wanted to be elected. Now, I'm not saying this because I have any sort of knowledge of who's running for what. I don't. I could look into it. I should look into it. I will look into it, but I don't know right now. So I just want to preface that, that this question is not coming from any place of, I wonder if this is sitting on a shelf until it makes sense for election season. But running on prosecuting Wendy might get somebody elected at some point or another. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, could this, and it doesn't even necessarily mean it's going to be the next election cycle. This could be something, in theory, I would think, Eric, that somewhere 10 years down the road, you have new prosecutors, you have everything's kind of changed up in the office, and somebody, you know, they need to get some oomph behind them. They need some public support. This might not be a bad, you know, piece of fruit to pull off the tree and go, I wonder if this is still ripe. Do you see that this possibly just kind of be a piece of fruit sitting there that someone could use in the lifetime of Wendy, that fruit could be picked by someone, not necessarily because their motive is getting justice, but it is getting reelected, and Wendy Adelson's prosecution may be just the ticket for that.
Oh, I can see the campaign commercial now. You know, the prior administration let dangerous criminals fall through the cracks. We're here to shore up those cracks, and we're going to make sure that those folks aren't, you know, behind you at the grocery store line. And one of those people is Wendy Adelson. Is how the commercial could go. I'm not alleging that.
You're pitching it already. Let's make it. Let's do.
but 100%. I mean, especially in the district attorney races that I've seen in Colorado, where I practice, there's oftentimes where they isolate one specific case, and they're like, "Hey, the prior guy screwed this case up, man. I'm going to come and I'm going to give you justice for this case and so many others. That's why you should elect me." And no question, this would be the type of case about which a candidate could make an example.
So I just looked it up. The prosecutor responsible for charging decisions in this case, State Attorney Jack Campbell, Second Judicial Circuit, elected in 2016, reelected without opposition in 2020 and 2024. His current term is good till 2029. So nothing really coming up any sooner than 2029 that would potentially impact it at the smaller local level.
And that would all, well, I mean, and that'll also be around probably the time Wendy's kids are graduating.
no conspiracy theories.
I'm just saying, Jack, if you'd like to be reelected, maybe hold that in your pocket for a few years. I don't know. Anything's possible. Or whoever would like to get rid of Jack, that might be an angle to go into. I don't know. Again, I'm not saying Wendy has done anything. I have no idea. It's all conjecture, allegedly, blah, blah, blah. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness,
award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.